Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today. Alongside Greg Sussman, Matty Mo, and Jake the Beast Seeley. I'm Nana DeFino. And we got a chock full of fun show today. Raise your hand if you're excited to put together a golf lineup. Jake, since you stuck us with Phil Mickelson last time, how excited are you for this?
Unbelievable.
All right. Well, he's shaking his head.
We're off to a great start with the Beast.
The Beast is yelling somewhere.
Let's just pretend what he was saying is, let's do Phil Mickelson again. Anyway, I don't even know the name of the golf tournament, but we're just basically just going to use Daily Roto again. And I think I've been kind of sort of given permission to give away some of the stuff that's behind the paywall.
If not, let's run with it.
The feeling is, it will attract more people to Daily Roto, I think. It's show, don't tell, you know? That's what the writers say, right, Greggy?
That's what I believe, yes.
Big news. Not really big news. I guess Carlos Gomez, the DL, is ish. AJ Pollock out almost 8 weeks, supposedly, with his broken thumb.
So I'm really excited to talk to Dr. A about this tomorrow on BFS. Some rescheduling.
Do some switching, yeah. We got some WNBA action coming.
Potentially. He or she is going to be, Virginia or Dr. A will be on the BFFs tomorrow. But AJ Pollock was an injury I was really excited to talk to him about because as an AJ Pollock guy this year, I looked into it. A lot last night. I went down a Google wormhole when I found out what the injury was. And ultimately, when you're not having surgery on the thumb, it's basically just in a splint for a while and it heals naturally. So when they say 4 to 8 weeks for AJ Pollock, it's literally all based on just how quickly the thing heals. Because literally, I'm sorry for saying literally so often, but it's just going to be in a, the thumb's going to be in a splint for, I believe, 4 weeks. And after those 4 weeks, they're going to be like, okay, is it healed enough to resume baseball activities? If it is, great. If it's not, it will be in a splint, but almost a removable one. Right now, he has to have it on like 24/7, in the shower, anywhere at all times. After 4 weeks, they check it, and then they determine if he's good to go, or they need to put him in more of a flexible splint where you can take it off, put it on, and that ultimately will determine how quickly he can come back.
But I did hear, I don't know the exact medical term,
Go ahead, make one up.
Whatever. Ultra thumb.
All right, yeah.
That doesn't sound right.
That a piece of the bone.
Celiitis.
The piece of the bone chipped off.
Yes, that is correct, mm-hmm. And that is.
But it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be something that heals very well.
Yes, it's not uncommon with this type of injury. From what I saw, the big story was that he didn't need surgery. Usually, when you have surgery, it just takes more time to recover.
Yep.
But now it's literally again. In a splint, and it heals naturally. As Matt says, it is an injury that 100% fine afterwards. This isn't like one of the more typical, I guess, broken thumbs that could sap some power. It should be fine, and ultimately it could become a pain management thing if it's not healed properly when he immediately comes back. You do want to make sure he's 100% because you can re-injure it if it's not really healed truly. But if you give it the time, it will be fine.
So
in his stead, which I thought, I was all excited, Christian Walker's back up, and then I forgot about a player. Like, I forgot about Steven Souza. So basically, you got Souza and Peralta on the corners, and they're probably going to have Dyson and little Chris Owings in center field.
I think that's the beneficiary here, is Chris Owings. If he gets the chance, I said in the preseason, if given the at-bats, he could be this year's Chris Taylor.
Yeah.
I still believe that. I like what he does.
What is it? Like, what are his numbers?
Well, say he played a full season. We'll just strap it all. We'll extrapolate it over a full season. If he had a full season of at-bats.
Let's ultra thumb it out for the whole season.
Yeah. I think it could be something like, what did Taylor do? 18, 19 homers, around 17 to stolen bases.
Yeah.
And hit somewhere 270, possibly 280. That's pretty good.
That's for the guy with all that middle infield and outfield eligibility after 5 days, basically. We started 20 times in the outfield. This is his first center field start today, I believe.
I believe you are correct about that.
No, I'm sorry, last night. Last night was the first center.
Oh, right, yeah, sure. Yeah. Right, of course.
Right, right. Gerard Dyson, Greggy, I mean, is this the quest for 40 steals from Gerard Dyson? Is that going to happen?
Seems possible. It seems plausible to me. I think this is one of the reasons, in all honesty, they signed Gerard Dyson, because A.J. Pollock has not been able to stay healthy. I look at him and I look at this injury, and kind of like Stanton, you're like, is he injury prone or just really, really unlucky? And something like this, to me, seems unlucky, right? Like, he dove for a ball and broke his thumb on a inside the glove. Like, that seems unlucky to me.
It's that reckless kind of play.
Yes, that's what the detractors say.
Bryce Harper, it's saying, like, running into walls and stuff.
Bryce Harper
seems fine.
Do you think Bryce Harper's injury prone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think people get too hung up on the terminology. Like, I drafted A.J. Pollock again and stuff like that. Got him in the, you know, fourth round and stuff. But it was basically priced on the fact that I was pretty conscious at some point this year he was going on the DL. I would have to eat some time with him.
Totally agree.
It's injury prone. A lot of people like to use injury prone for soft tissue.
Yeah.
To me, it really doesn't matter. If you're on the DL basically every year, you know.
And this is actually, we were talking about this yesterday, weren't we? I don't remember who it was. We were talking about this exact thing yesterday.
It was J.K. Pollock, I believe.
I believe it was. That's funny.
Like Jake was saying, it's not the reason he usually goes on.
Right.
But it doesn't really matter. If Bryce Harper runs into a wall or running down first base sprains his ankle, it does. If you're on the DL every year, you have to factor that in.
I'll also just follow this
and it
up.
It was, though. His ADP reflected that a little bit. I remember people complaining about it.
It was definitely priced in.
So really along all those lines of what you guys are saying, when I saw the report last night and saw he was going to miss 4 to 8 weeks, even if you take that 8-week mark, which is probably more
realistic. Say 2 months.
All-star break.
Yeah.
And if you tell me, all right, so basically he misses half of May, all of June, comes back early July, all-star break, second week of July. As an owner, I'm very okay with that. We know he's going to go on the DL at some point, and I understand that he gets off to the hot start, and you're hoping against hope that won't happen. But as you said, it's built into his ADP. He's going to get hurt. And realistically, with A.J. Pollock, it's not a 10-day DL thing where he's actually on the DL for 10 days. It's a groin, it's a hamstring, it's an elbow, as we've seen in the past, and it's significantly longer. The elbow kept him out all year.
Right.
The groin kept him out for a couple of months. To me, he hurts his thumb. He's out a month and a half. I'm okay with that.
I mean, look, I don't have a choice. It's better than having like season-ending surgery.
Better than Terry's ACL, obviously.
All right, but wait, let me ask, if you do have a choice, if you're not the A.J. Pollock owner and you kind of think about it like this, it's like he still has half a year. I mean, that's like picking up a guy in July who I could probably get at a bit of a discount now because there's probably injury fatigue with the A.J. Pollock owner who's like, I knew this was going to happen, and I did it anyway, and now I got A.J. Pollock, and he's going to be worthless for 2 months maybe.
I have a really good example of this, Nando,
okay.
if you don't mind.
Yes.
So last May 29th, Mike Trout tore a ligament in his thumb and was out 6 to 8 weeks. You and I immediately said, let's go try to acquire Mike Trout. He'll be 6 to 8 weeks, and if he heals quick, it'll be even sooner than that. And we went out and acquired him. There's literally two weeks from now.
Yeah.
He came back on the six-week side of that and was back right after the All-Star break. I think I can look it up in a moment.
Right.
So we went after. We were aggressive on that. Not the same exact injury, but a thumb injury, a torn ligament, and Mike Trout was amazing the entire second half of the season.
It's the idea of it. Like it's forget about the similar inside injuries could help us with that.
Definitely.
We're talking about the idea and the strategy mm-hmm. behind it.
Yes.
So here's the question. If you're playing right now, mm-hmm. say your outfield's okay, who do you offer up for A.J. Pollock?
I think it's a great question.
I think you go
Who are you comfortable offering up
I
for A.J. Pollock?
I think you go after, in a trading league,
yeah.
the guys at the top can afford to go after Pollock. If you're like middle towards the bottom, you can't wait 2 months for this guy to come back. You need somebody that can fill a need for you now. And if you have Pollock and you're middle of the pack, if I can get something good for him, I'm going to do it now.
What is that?
Yes. But wait, hold on. I think we got the Beast. I think the Beast is back. Beast, are you there?
I think so.
Yeah, Jakey. Jakey, what would you offer up for an A.J. Pollock in just say like 15-team mixed league?
Not much at this point. What are you going to get? A month and a half at the end of the season?
No, you're
supposed to come back in middle
more.
Of July.
You're
middle of July.
Back All-Star break.
Okay, 2 months. Whoop-de-do. It's still a hand. We know this is always an issue when players come back when it comes to hitting. You don't know what you're going to get. Some of them come back fine. Some of them come back and have no power. So I'm not offering much at all.
I really disagree. Maybe I'm just blinded by the Mike Trout trade last year.
Yeah.
But he came back.
Well, I do think you have to put Mike Trout and everybody else on.
AJ Pollock was incredible the first half of this year.
He has been. I'm look, AJ Pollock's only thing that's hurt him is the injury.
Yes.
Otherwise, he would have been end of the first, early second round pick if he never got hurt. The guy's got the hits. He's got the hits skill set. He's got pop. He's got speed. It's everything you want. But I mean, Jake's right in a way, and you're right in a way.
So
you
have to. Political, Madika.
No. Because I'm trying to say is here, it all depends on what your team is, where you are in the standings, what you can go out and do.
Let me give you some names for fun.
Yeah, I was trying to pull it up. It's going a little slow.
Let's do a little bit.
Like, you could just be like me in labor and just say, "Ha ha, the season's already over."
Well, I don't want to do that. I want to play and try to win.
Jake, are you a Pollock owner, or are you laughing at someone else?
No. I'm pretty much guaranteed to go from first to last in labor at this point, because this week alone, I just lost Candelario. LeMahieu went back to the DL after being back for a day and a half. Cespedes, Pollock, and somebody else that I can't think of off the top of my head. I now have 9 people in the DL. I can't even field the full team.
That's pretty unlucky.
Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. Would you trade Ryan Braun for AJ Pollock?
No. Absolutely not.
Ryan Braun's just not in the lineup every day. I wouldn't, you know.
So you would rather have AJ Pollock or Ryan Braun?
I'd rather have AJ Pollock and just hold on to that.
You said absolutely not.
I'd rather have Ryan Braun. I think I'm in Camp Jake, too.
Jake?
I could go either way. Depends on your situation.
All right, so that's a good one, then.
How about this? How about Steven Piscotty?
Yes, I'll take AJ Pollock.
You'd rather have Pollock?
I'll take AJ Pollock.
You'd rather? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What about?
I'll get a root for Piscotty.
No doubt.
That was beautiful.
What about Justin Turner? Came back last night.
I'll go for Justin Turner.
Turner 1,000 times.
Okay.
I'll go for the guy that's just coming back.
Okay.
That's, you know, batted 320.
But he's got he's got a wrist injury. We don't know what power he's
So here's the more interesting one.
Okay.
How about Daniel Murphy? Is he going to make it back before AJ Pollock?
Adam Eaton.
Poor Adam Eaton, man.
That's a really good question.
I mean,
Jake.
Adam Eaton might be back in 2 months.
I'm going to go with AJ Pollock over Daniel Murphy. I know Murphy should beat him back, but that microfracture surgery is terrible, as we see in all sports. I don't want anything to do with that. At least I know this thumb injury, like, he's going to come back.
At least Pollock is still bases when he comes back. He's
a little bit. Hold on.
Let's say,
I wasn't here at the beginning of the show. Do you not have, like, your sheets for today? Are you, like, not that? Like,
no, set, you know what? Like, so I had to do them on a different computer, so I have them on email.
I have a Nando player for you today, and I'm hoping you have him somewhere on the show.
Is it Christian Walker?
No, but his last name starts with a W.
I'll tell you who we're talking about today.
Hopefully Jordan Lyles.
Christian Arroyo.
That was awesome.
Who?
Matt calling Jordan Lyles' game yesterday.
Not calling
perfect game.
Oh, we should start that. Props to Matt.
Saying that he's somebody that should be monitored.
I got Yoan Moncada, Yu Darvish, Brock Holt, Starlin Castro, Cedes Escobar, Adalberto Mondesi, Devin Travis. Well, that's all under the context of Robinson Cano, which we'll get to in a little bit. Blake Swihart, Jorge Soler, Tanaka.
Pickups to Hector Gomez, by the way, speaking of Robinson Cano.
Brandon Drury.
Guys start with a W.
Mac Williamson. CJ Cron, Miguel Castro, and then we're going to get some Daily Roto stuff and golf. No, Jake, I don't think...
Oh. This is so a Nando guy, too, because he was a highly rated prospect. He struggled. He got hurt. He's been missing for a couple of years. He's back right to where he was before.
Johnny Beckham. Better. Johnny Winters?
No. No.
Gordon Weckham?
Weckham.
No.
Hold on. Let me keep going. Dallin McPherson.
Potential closer for his team. 13 strikeouts per 9.
Oh, you know, you know what it is? I'm an AJ Minter guy, and I kind of believe in Arodis Vizcaino. And now I know who you're talking about.
Sure, Dan Winkler is back.
He's
amazing.
He's clearly pitched the best out of everybody in that bullpen.
As a reliever, I actually have him on a couple dynasty teams. As a starter, I'm like, you look at his numbers, like, okay. But as a reliever, man, he's been something else, Jakey.
If you look at Vizcaino and Minter and the amount of walks they allow, I mean, and I know Minter's got a 6.7 like walks per 9. Vizcaino's got to be like right there.
I've got Minter in a league that has it's the daily lineup changes, and so I have like 7 relievers and 5 starters. You know, I use my entire bench as basically starters, and I cycle them in every day they start, and I have the relievers high K, low ERA, and low WHIP relievers to keep everything down, who are just going to be in there every day and, you know, get 6 or 5 innings a week. Minter's one of them. And I picked Minter relatively early for a middle reliever. And people in the chat room were like, oh, I wanted Minter.
Everybody was
and he's not striking anybody out this year.
In Vegas, he was a hot name at the NFBC. Everybody was like, he's going to be the guy.
I didn't want him for saves. I just wanted him for good middle relief.
He was supposed to be this awesome strikeout guy as well.
Yeah.
And It just hasn't. That's
go get Winkler.
So now I'm going to get confused for the rest of the year with Winkler and Winker. Yeah, for sure. It's going to be a problem.
That's a lot.
This is a Nando special, man. I thought you'd be all over this.
You know what? I do like him, but I just – I don't know. I don't know if he's – like, Vizcaino's not bad. His ERA is still under 3. I mean, he's blown 2 saves, right?
Yeah, but the team is already starting to throw out a little we're not so sure anymore type of situation, so.
It was pretty much in the draft season. After you got past that Brad Hand, like Rasiel Iglesias, Brad Hand, maybe Sean Doolittle was like that last guy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you knew you were playing with fire with Vizcaino. Vizcaino has the skills to do it on paper, and so does on Neris. But you knew they were risky propositions. You knew it could go either they lock it down or we could be in this situation.
Jake, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to deflate your excitement. I am kind of excited about this.
I thought this was such a Nando guy when I was looking him up yesterday.
Oh, he definitely is. He fits the mold.
He's going to be in my article.
100% fits the mold and 100% on a couple of my teams. I just don't know if I can tell someone to go get him right now. Because
you gotta go get him now.
I think if you don't get him now, you're not getting him.
Yeah, but who are you gonna drop for him?
If you have AJ Minter, I drop AJ Minter.
Well, how about this? How about
AJ Pollock?
You would drop AJ Minter for him.
Oh, whatever. I dropped AJ Minter.
How about Nate Jones?
Yeah, Nate. I dropped Joaquin Soria in my super last week, and I dropped him in my main this week. I put the question on Twitter: over or under from May 15th to the All-Star break, 6.5 saves. Majority went under as well.
He hasn't pitched since last Tuesday.
I just don't see him getting, you know, that many saves. Even if he does, you know, he'll get a couple here. It's not worth it for me to have him on my team.
Jake, you know who's a Nando guy? Bruce Rondon. In that whole mix of those two teams and who could close?
God.
Bruce Rondon, former top prospect, throws 100, flamed out.
Sure. He's not.
I bet he might be in the saves mix.
No, he'll get it. That's the thing. He'll get a save or two, Soria.
You know who'll be another one if he ever shows back up, like a minor league invite from the Reds, like Joel Zumaya? That would be a Nando guy.
Sir Anthony.
Is going to break his hand again playing Guitar Hero.
Oh, David Price got hurt playing Fortnite, so let's not... All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to switch gears a little bit and get into fantasy golf. We're going to pull up Daily Roto. We're going to put together a golf lineup and hopefully finish better than 18,000th out of 19,000. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Welcome back, everybody. Get excited. It's fantasy golf time. This is Greg Sussman. That's Matty Medique over there. Jake Seeley live from Virginia Beach joining us on Skype. For those of you who are new to this and who are just joining us, maybe Jake Seeley is the only one who knows anything about fantasy golf here. I know a little bit, having absorbed all those fantasy golf shows. Greg and Matt. Matt, you used to play. You used to set lineups.
It's been a while.
So basically what we're doing here is we're just basically using our subscription to the Daily Roto Fantasy Golf Tools and building a lineup together as a team. We're also going to hit up the YouTube chat room. By the way, when we come back from the break or when we're done with the golf lineup, we're gonna answer a lot of these questions in the chat room. There are a few in there. There's actually a very good one about AJ Pollock or Malik Smith. So, yeah, we'll get to those. But I do want to start setting a lineup. We're going to use FanDuel because that's the only thing I have money on right now. I got about $70 left in my FanDuel account after last week's debacle with the Masters. With the Players' Championship. So this is the Byron Nelson Classic?
Sure.
All right, Byron Nelson Classic. Jake, tell us everything you know about this.
Jake knows something about golf, and Jake knows something about golf when he was prepped before the show that we're going to talk golf, so Jake has nothing for you today.
Oh, come on, Jake. You know, the stuff, it's golf is in your veins. You bleed green, you said.
No, it's really not. I don't pay that close of it. It's like the NBA. I can talk about the NBA. I can talk about golf. I'm not going to be able to help anybody set their DFS lineup this week without research.
I think Jake just doesn't want us to make him the scapeout again if we do poorly.
I agree.
If we finish 18,000.
No, because the only reason we missed the lineup is because you didn't listen to me on my picks. I actually paid attention to the picks last week.
I don't know. You wanted Phil Mickelson, so we put Phil Mickelson in there.
Yeah. So let's mix a lineup together since nobody knows.
All right, I'm pulling up Daily Roto right now. Let's see what we got. Let's start with the best value. I think that's always the best place to start. The best value on Daily Roto right now. By the way, if you go to Daily Roto, enter code $1. There's a $1 free trial for MLB, which is the same kind of idea. These great tables and stuff. Should I turn? I mean, this costs money. Keep it far away. Don't zoom in. This is what it looks like, and you can sort all your stuff. So that's exactly what we're doing. All right, Jordan Spieth is the best value on FanDuel, according to Daily Roto right now.
Can I say one thing? The one player I don't want is the guy whose wife was beating him up and yelling at his mom, so can we stay off of him?
Maybe he'll be focused. Some of these guys go on the golf course.
It might have been Webb Simpson. I don't want to say it because I have been.
like I know. Sure it is. Don't worry about it. Greggy, are you cool with Jordan Spieth?
Yes, of course.
Jake, are you cool with Jordan Spieth, the most valuable player according to Daily? He's $12,900, so he's not like a great value, but he is the best value here.
All right,
we'll take that as a yes from Jake. Jordan Spieth, welcome to the team. We have $47,000 remaining. I don't know how you guys want to attack this now. I mean, I can go by its projected points, scoring points. They got finish points.
Well, how about this? Shouldn't we aim to make the cut this week?
Well, I think two of our six made the cut last week. So if this is baseball, we'd be hitting 333. I consider that a victory. Although we lost $9 doing it. Okay, so here are the next ones in order of value. Hideki Matsuyama, who's still at $11,600. Kevin Na, who's at $9,000. Mark Leishman, who's at $11,200. And Sergio Garcia at $12,400. The next guy with a low price who's still at Daily Roto value is Peter Uline. Maybe Uline. There's a guy named Harris English who's a standout value here. And a guy named David Lingmerth, who's only $7,800.
I've always been a Matsuyama guy.
So. All right, let's put Matsuyama in. Let's spend early. Mm. Greg, you got a problem with that?
I love it, but it's okay. I'm a team player. Matt Chosen, let's do it.
All right, can we get some help from the YouTube chat too? If we find
out of that
Matsuyama,
group, who would you have gone with if not Matsuyama? Is there anybody else?
Greg, go ahead and pick a golfer.
Any golfer.
All right. We'll put him in there. Bill Haas. It doesn't look like.
Where's Charles Schwartzel at?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. S-C-H-W-A.
Is he in this tournament?
It doesn't look like he's playing.
Not playing this tournament.
If he does spell his name S-C-H-W-A.
He does.
All right. There you go.
Where's my man Ian Poulter at?
In 1984, I think. There's no Poulter in here either. Right, I'll just go ahead and check Tiger Woods.
Wait,
no.
I want Tiger Woods. Where's Shane Ryan at?
Shane Ryan. Oh, we got three Ryans in here. Okay, hold on. There's Ryan Blom, there's Ryan Armour, and no Shane Ryan.
Ryan, all right. Where's Kevin Kisner at?
I don't think you're striking out,
man. Naming golfers.
Let me just give you my password.
I don't want it. I want to keep doing this game. Is Kevin Kisner in there?
Kevin Kisner's not.
Really?
Yeah.
Kevin Kisner's a good golfer, man.
Let me go to score. Let me sort by scoring points so I can see who the good ones are. Total points.
Yeah.
It looks like the guy who they think is going to win this is Jordan Spieth. And he's also a great value at his price.
He's in our lineup.
Then Garcia, Matsuyama, Matt Kuchar, and Mark Leishman.
Matt Kuchar?
Kuchar, Adam Scott, Brandon Grace. Let's do this quickly and get back to baseball.
How much is Leishman?
Leishman is $11,200. We already have two high-priced guys. I kind of want to go back to the value charts and just grab, who's 8,000? Peter Uline.
I don't like that guy.
All right.
I don't want him.
Yeah, you're right.
I know.
How about Harris English? David Lingmerth. We're going to have to get some cheap guys in here.
I like that.
Oh, what about Jamie Lovemark? Is he playing?
I'm going to say no, because he usually shows up pretty high on these things. This sucks without Jake.
Why?
I like making fun of Jake's selections, even though they're probably pretty good. Yeah.
I guess I could just sign
Archie Buckman. Sorry about list last week.
They had me muted.
Jakey!
Yay, Jake's back! All right, he says, Archie Buckman in the YouTube chat saying, no one will have Sergio, though. So maybe we want to drop one of our guys and put Sergio in there?
Not really.
Drew was on this morning. He loves Nah, and he said Haas is also at a good value.
All right, so we're immediately putting Nah and Haas into our lineups, we're done.
Is it? We're done?
Well, don't you like? If you don't know anything about golf, how do you know you don't like these guys?
Well, I watch a little golf.
No, we got too many rich guys in here. Sergio Garcia, Hideki Matsuyama, Jordan Spieth. One of them has
you
to
probably
go.
Probably me. Nah and Haas.
Nah and Haas are in there now. Nah is at 9,000. Haas is at 9,800. Which leaves us with $4,300 to spend for a golfer, which I think the lowest you can get on here is like $7,500. Matty Mo, what do you think? Want to get rid of Garcia?
Yes.
I didn't even know we had Garcia.
Oh, let's
put him in there when Jake said
Let's get Vaughn Taylor in there.
Well, so
Well, let's go with Nah, right?
Yeah, we got. Oh, so we got Nah, we got Haas.
So who do we have? I'm confused.
Greggy wants Vaughn Taylor. We got Jordan Spieth and Hideki Matsuyama.
We can continue with like the Nah and Haas and go with James Hahn too. Yeah. Like all the names.
Jake, this is three real dollars that we're playing with here. I'm sorry.
James Hahn is pretty high in their projections. That's where I got the name from. I'm looking at their projections.
Are you talking about
Bill?
We could put
James Hahn, John Huh. I mean, we could just go.
We gotta get Brent Snedeker in there.
Brent Snedeker is too much. He's too rich for our blood. We only got $8,600 to spend, guys.
Take my guy out. That's close. Brent Snedeker's only $8,900, right?
Who's your guy? Bill Haas?
No.
No, he's not.
Vaughn Taylor?
You're looking at DraftKings.
Greg, come on, man.
That was on me.
Yeah.
We had an adventure yesterday.
I want to apologize to everyone watching if this is not helpful at all, but I actually think it is.
Harris English is at 83.
All right, Harris English it is.
That's the highest that they have underneath the salary.
All right, Harris English, 83.
Greg just goes, to everybody we pick.
Yeah, it's really strange.
You guys are taking bad golfers.
Greg named a bunch of golfers from the early 90s, upset that none of them are playing.
From his country club days.
Yeah, can we get Jack Nicklaus in here? Jordan right. Spieth.
Greg wants to put a non-salary cap team in. That's what he wants.
No, I don't. I want to put fun guys in, like Aaron Badley.
Can someone get a hold of Colin Drew?
Can you get Aaron Badley in?
Who do you want to get rid of?
Anybody.
Let me tell you who the untouchables are.
If you got rid of English, you can get Badley.
Yeah, let's do that.
But English is like one of the top values in Daily Roto.
Is he?
Yeah.
I think Badley's better.
English is like top five.
I say we go with the
top 10 mode.
We go with the Daily Roto.
Top 8. Guys.
Oh, come on. But Aaron Badley's better than Aiden English.
You can come at me on Twitter.
Can one of you guys get Colin Drew?
Yes, I know, Florio. That was the damn joke.
No one gets wrestling jokes here because we don't care. I'm entering this.
By the way, Florio, you had a good tweet last night, too.
I got that joke.
Jordan Spieth, the best DailyRoto.com value. Hideki Matsuyama, who's top three. Vaughn Taylor, I forget how we got him in there.
I don't want him in there anymore.
Yeah, we can get rid of Vaughn Taylor.
Kevin Na. That sounds like the Phantom of the Opera. Bill Haas and Harris English.
Why was Vaughn Taylor in there in the first place?
Greg said he wanted him. If this is a wrestling thing that we're hearing in our ears...
Honestly, if it is, I don't get it either.
Yeah,
all right. Let's just keep rocking. We got Jordan Spieth.
That is not Aiden English's theme song. That's incorrect.
Please, can we have a wrestling-free day?
No.
Jordan Spieth, Hideki Matsuyama, Kevin Na, Bill Haas, Harris English. We got $8,400 left to spend.
Nice Aaron catch, Badley. Kevin Pillar.
What'd you say?
I said nice catch, Kevin Pillar.
All right, well, how about David Lingmerth, since no one seems to care about
him
anymore?
I don't want that guy. I care. I want Aaron Badley.
Badley's not... I don't even see him on here.
He's in there.
Oh, B-A-D-D-E. He's too expensive, sorry.
How much should we have left?
Just enough for Lingmerth.
I don't want Lingmerth.
You said we had 86.
Yeah, 84. Done. I've entered it.
No.
Let's get back to baseball.
No.
We'll talk about this. Talk about this off air.
I want Vaughn Taylor back.
This is terrible.
BDM Deal wants to know Adam Jones or Pollock.
Pollock.
Jones. At least no. Pollock.
Oh. Yes. Adam Jones isn't good.
Yeah, he's at least giving you numbers.
Adam Jones. Yeah.
What are we talking about? Now we're talking about 12-15. What?
This is another wrestling reference. This is the Vaudevillains theme now.
Okay, no more.
Florio has gone off. Rogue.
Thanks. It wasn't bad enough with a terrible golf lineup. Back to baseball. Adam Jones or Pollock?
Pollock for me.
Matty Moe?
I'm going to stay with Pollock. Hopefully it's 4 to 6 weeks.
And Jakey likes Adam Jones, huh?
Yeah, you're not going to find Adam Jones in the waiver wire.
AJ Pollock's not on the waiver wire either, man. Like,
Have to replace Pollock with waiver wire. I'll take the 2 months of Adam Jones is what I'm saying.
I'd rather, listen, I think AJ Pollock, you get him back as we did Trout in July, and I'm sorry for using that reference again. This is a game changer. This is a guy that's probably the number one player in the league right now?
Yeah.
Wait, the number one player in Major League Baseball?
In fantasy baseball this year, AJ Pollock is close to number one.
He's got to be one of the top guys. Yes.
Maybe so if you rank by like points accrued so far this year, but I don't think you can make an argument that you'd rather have him than Bryce Harper.
No, no, I'm not making that.
I know he's had the best season
thus
far
through May 15th.
To date,
thank you. AJ Pollock is a top 3-5 player in baseball.
Yeah, he's got
baseball. Miles Mikolas right is number one.
Okay.
Betts is at 48. He's number one. Machado's at 45. Freeman's at 47.
I don't know that.
I mean, we haven't even got... Pollock's at 34. He's behind J.D. Martinez, Mike Trout, and Betts in the outfield to start. And then he's behind Lindor, Machado, Albies, Freeman, Jose Ramirez. So he's maybe
what
top 10.
Rankings are we using?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. No, sure. Let's move on to another question.
It's not player rankings. It's actual dollar value calculation to this point.
Farrell Rhymes wants to know Malik Smith or Pollock. That's not a bad one. I'd rather have Pollock.
So I think this one depends on what you need, right? If you need steals and that's what you're really losing, of course, from AJ Pollock, then I keep Malik Smith.
I want to say Smith, but I'm going to stay with Pollock.
That's fine.
It's Pollock steal basis once again.
Absolutely.
Jake, what's Mitch Haniger's trade value? That's from Cale Holloman.
I don't know. It depends on your league. Every league's there. I don't know what's trade
value.
What
if I offered you Jose Berríos for Mitch Haniger? No, that's not enough. Jose Berríos and Kyle Seager for Mitch Haniger. Would you give me Mitch Haniger?
Yes.
Berríos has been iffy. I don't think people are as high on him.
He's been iffy,
I'm not that high on him anyway.
I think Berríos also.
I would take Berríos and Kyle Seager.
Absolutely. I think Berríos.
Maybe that was too much.
That was my point. Is I don't like Berríos that much, and I would take that trade.
It's Berríos, actually.
Yeah.
Berríos. Of all people, Jake.
You got to roll the.
You just said Berríos. I was just following the leader's example.
I said Berríos, actually.
You did.
All right, that's a bad one. Then Mitch Haniger for AJ Pollock and Masahiro Tanaka.
No, that's way too much.
Is it?
I'll take this.
I mean, if somebody offered me Mitch Haniger straight up right now, I'm doing it.
AJ
Pollock.
We also threw Tanaka in there.
Well, I don't think my point is you don't have to throw Tanaka in there. I don't think.
How come we're not all in love with Mitch Haniger? I am.
You're giving me Pollock and Tanaka.
I'm taking
Pollock's hurt until July.
Tanaka's not.
And Tanaka's got a 4-something ERA. But I did want to get into Tanaka in the show.
I'll take Pollock and Tanaka.
His K per nine is down, and his ERA is high, but his whip is still really nice. He's not giving up a lot of
pace. But I will say this. I know Jake's not a Tanaka guy. The second half of last year, he had elite skill.
Yes.
Post also break, he was elite, except for his ERA. But it's becoming, you can't keep pitching like this. You know, you can't keep having a 4-something ERA.
Lala 32 wants to know Kyle Seager or Christian Villanueva. Jake, I'll go to you first for that one.
Seager.
You have to laugh?
Yeah, I did have to laugh.
Sorry, apologies, Lala 32. Jake, this is just Jake.
What has Villanueva had done since those 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, he's got like 9 homers and 40 at bats against like left-handing, and he's batting like 130 against. It's not a good split. Yes, that's why he added 9. He had 8 before.
He homered yesterday.
That's why he has 9.
All right, how about Mitch Haniger for Jorge Soler and Winkler?
Haniger.
Yeah, I want Haniger. Oh, look, you guys seem like you're poo-pooing Haniger. In my mind, Haniger to me is someone you hold on to very tightly.
Greg and Matt, no.
Yeah, but an injured guy who Jake at least has been hating on for most of the show.
Yes.
And saying he's waiver wire fodder. And Masahiro Tanaka, who you're not even a Tanaka fan. Why is it funny?
Because I didn't say that Pollock was waiver wire fodder.
Yeah, you said something like that.
I said replacing him, you're going to have to go to the waiver wire, and that's why I would take Adam Jones, because at least I get Adam Jones and his, 6 or 7 home runs and 20 and runs in RBI. It's not great, but it's production. I'm not going to the waiver wire and going to get somebody off the waiver wire unless you play in a shallow league.
I have to find this perfect Mitch Haniger trade. I will get to it at some point. There's no Yankees who can really match up. Haniger or Gary Sanchez?
I'd rather have Gary Sanchez. I'll bet Haniger on the rest of the season. Right?
Yeah, that's a bad one. I'm sorry.
No, I'd take Haniger.
All right, Jakey. Really?
But I like Haniger. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to get to this because I feel like we're not giving Haniger the due that he deserves.
Yeah.
Well,
I think the only due was
can he stay healthy? The problem's been he's only had a couple hundred at bats or plate appearances the last couple of seasons.
True.
It's kind of like an AJ Pollock thing where he's not as good as AJ Pollock.
Hey, by the way, we can take phone calls here too if you're sick of the YouTube chat room. I want to say it's 844-843-6879. Toot, toot.
Got it.
So feel free to call in. It's toll free. We'd be glad to answer your questions. Plus, you get some airtime.
Who says it's toll free these days?
I don't know. It's just like.
Why don't you try 1-800-COLLECT?
It's not long distance. Just in case.
You kind of have to specify.
Just in case you're using Sprint from 2003. Call before 7 p.m. and it doesn't count against your minutes.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Okay, here's something I wanted to get into. Switching subjects again, but staying in baseball. Robinson Cano, obviously suspended, injured. They're talking mid-August. First of all,
August 14th is the date, I believe.
Robinson Cano, trade value. Is there any? Because here's the thing. I looked up on my sites to see if he was on the DL or if he had the S for suspended.
Yep.
And I think he's DL in a couple of them. CBS has him.
He should be DL everywhere.
But I mean, technically, for MLB purposes, he can do both at the same time.
Yep.
So right. Can't the Mariners just put him on the 60-day DL?
Yep.
Yeah.
But does the suspension make him count against the roster?
No. So this kind of suspension does not make you count against the roster. So whether he was healthy or not, they would not have to play with 24 men. Those suspensions are in regards to, like, on-field suspensions.
Right, right.
Bumping an umpire, getting into a fight, something like that. That counts against your roster. The PED suspensions do not.
Interesting. All right. We're going to come back with Robinson Cano trade value, what this means for D. Gordon, and a lot more. Stay tuned.
Yanny.
What if I were to tell you that there was a professional football league where you, the fan, got to draft the team and call the plays? Is that something you might be interested in? The Fan Control Football League is bringing managerial control to the fans. Visit fcfl.io to learn more.
What happened to Zac Efron?
We're back.
Go ahead. Finish your question. You're asking about Zac Efron.
I don't think he's asking about Zac Efron.
What happened to Zac Efron? Now he's got pushed back? When is he starting again?
I don't know. I've since dropped him.
Have you?
I've dropped him. I think that Andrew Heaney. Does it works out okay?
Oh, that's actually, I would definitely go that route.
Yeah, that's good.
But once Jake, again, I apologize for shaming you on Efron.
That's all I can ask for.
Jake's engaging Lala 32 in the YouTube chat because he thinks it's a woman. Let's continue. Where we left off with Robinson Cano. So assuming that he stays on the DL, right? This is the big assumption. He's not going to cost you roster spot if you trade for him right now. You get half of August and all of September of him. I mean, that's still a guy coming back from a broken hand.
Well, you know, when you say he's not going to cost you a roster spot, yes, but you're going to have to trade somebody off your roster to do it and replace him with somebody off the waiver wire.
True. All right, let's just start with the easy one. If someone drops Robinson Cano out of frustration, do you pick him up?
Yes.
If you have a DL spot.
Do you drop?
Wait, can I follow up? You know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
Would you trade, who would you want, A.J. Pollock or Robinson Cano?
A.J. Pollock.
So. I'd want A.J. Pollock.
I have him in my 15-team auction. And I thought I had this great middle infield combination between him and DJ LeMahieu for like $22 total. Not so much anymore. But I'm dropping him. He's not coming back to what, August 14th? If you don't have a DL spot, I don't know how you...
I mean, that's assuming there's no complication with the injury, too.
Well, he's going to have plenty of time.
Well, I know I have plenty of time, but still, weird things happen with hands.
I mean, 80 games is...
Unless you're Yuli Gurriel.
Jake, if you're still with us, would you rather have Cano or A.J. Pollock?
Pollock.
He would have that Pollock. Everyone would have that Pollock. Okay.
I mean, I don't think there's anything you can offer someone in your league for Cano that they will consider fair because it costs them nothing just to drop him on the DL. If he was suspended, I think it would be a totally different story.
What if you don't have a DL spot? You know, Matt doesn't play the DL spots in a lot of leagues.
He's gone.
He's got to be.
It's May 15th. You can't wait till August 14th.
Right. Because by the time then, your season's probably over.
Yeah. All right. What is he going to do in those last 6 weeks?
Right.
He could go on. He could be like a very focused tear.
But I think that's going to be a tough place for him mentally. You know, he kind of let the whole team down. There's got to be some shame going on.
Yeah, maybe, or maybe not. Yeah, or maybe he's like, look, I didn't do anything. I was a gentleman and I accepted the suspension.
Maybe he's calling up Jorge Posada saying, let's go out partying.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Like the old days.
Maybe he's just going to lift and come back just, you know, more beastly than the beast. So, all right, let's take the flip side of this. D. Gordon taking grounders at second base. Assuming D. Gordon is going to be the second baseman starting in a week or so, there's no one. I mean, Gordon Beckham, I don't think, is going to be the starting second baseman for a team that fancies themselves in contention. Jake, D. Gordon's value, does that go sky high now? Because he's going to have that second base eligibility?
Well, he's had it.
Oh, that's true. He does have it. Yeah, he had it.
It's next year that'll come into effect.
All right, let me reframe that. In keeper leagues.
Well, he'll keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He'll keep it. And assuming they'll put him back in center field next year.
Do they have 5 years left on that Robinson Cano deal?
Is it five years? Oh, God.
But look, a lot of players, when we see them go back to their natural positions, start hammering the ball. Or when you give them their one spot, they're relaxed again. D. Gordon is no longer going to have to learn center field or worry about playing center field or how to break for balls or where to shift.
I don't have him, but hasn't he played well this season? Was he ever...
D. Gordon? I think as well. I mean, he's not like 333 D. Gordon, but I think he's... You know what? I don't have him either, so I don't know his numbers. I just know he's been doing okay when I...
have like a segment of Nando's nuances.
That's a nuance?
Yeah.
It's like, a proven fact.
He's not going to move back to second base and start hitting more.
I was totally wrong. He's 327 D. Gordon. Yeah, holy crap.
I thought he was doing pretty good.
I thought he was like 280. Yeah, and 50, he leads the majors with 15 steals. Yeah, so I'd say he's doing okay this year. So.
No, he doesn't lead the majors. If he's only got 15 steals, he doesn't lead
the American League. Sorry.
He's in CRT, that's the majors.
Italics is...
Who's nobody's paying attention to, by the way.
He's got 17 homers and four homers and 17 stolen bases.
He has more yet. He still one or two last night.
Yeah, CRT's got eight. Yeah, because I had him in the pickup for our show.
I know he homered.
He's really good. He's best ninth, which is crazy.
All right, so forget about D. Gordon then, right?
Let's move on.
I just thought it was interesting. You get all, you know, oh, Cano's out. Who's going to go? And you see Gordon Beck be like, no, there's probably someone in the minor leagues. And you look in the minor leagues, like, eh, not really. So I started going through every team. This is what I did wasting my time earlier. I'm like, well, Brock Holt, at some point, Dustin Pedroia is going to come back.
Dustin Pedroia should be back in like a week, 10 days the most. Right?
Well, so I got Brock Holt in my head because I was reading that Blake Swihart, his agent demanded a trade. And he's—I mean—it's really unfair what they're doing to him.
How come I didn't get it, Jake? How come I didn't get a celebration for a Cesar Hernandez homer? That was important to me.
Because I don't care if it's important to you.
Well, I don't care about Kevin Pillar's catching the center field.
Well, what about Nick Pivetta right now? 5 1/3, one run, 8 strikeouts.
Absolutely.
You guys totally destroyed. I was in the middle of a really deep thought.
I know. I don't even know what we're even talking about this for.
Because you give me updates on Kevin Pillar catching baseballs. I care about the home runs.
I'm watching one game. I don't have 17 televisions to watch all these games on.
You should be staring at your webcam and talking to us.
I am.
You're watching Kevin Pillar make basket catches. Well, how do you think
I'm sorry, I can multitask.
I don't know if you can if you're saying in the middle of a show that's on nationwide, internationally, in Canada and the United States.
Oh, yeah, oh, great because when I brought great it catch, up, Kevin at least Pillar. You weren't in the middle of a thought like Greg just did.
Yeah, all right. Maddie, which one's worse?
I think Jake's was more egregious.
Look, so let me pause my thought on Blake Swihart and Brock Holt being a Mariner. Greggy,
yeah.
Let's play the clip. Greggy's got a soundboard. And so yesterday, I know everyone's talking about it, so I don't want to be annoying about it. I just want to know in this little room
what everybody thinks.
With the four of us here.
All right, turn the board up, Bavona or Florio, please.
Could be Chris Cannon, too.
No, Cannon's have a lunch.
Could be Mikey Jr.
Probably not. He's doing the video side.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Thank you, Florio.
All right.
I need you to turn on...
When did Florio become Mikey Jr.?
Turn on Carton's board.
Mikey Jr. Carton's kid is interning with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. All right, here we go. I'm going to play this clip. You don't even know what you hear. Wow, this is wild.
It's echoing.
This is wild because last night I heard the other thing.
Really?
And now I only hear one thing right now.
Because maybe it's because the echo's messing it up.
I bet you it is. I gotta turn down the echo. This is crazy.
Do you know how to turn down?
I have no idea what's going on.
All right, Jake.
That was Laurel, right? Was that Laurel?
So that's the thing. There's a sound clip that's divided everybody.
I already tweeted about this for an hour this morning. This is old news. Come on.
Jake, what's old news? We're asking. Yeah.
The Yanni versus Laurel thing.
Yeah.
It has to do with your use. Whatever you're using is going to have a different pitch. Not all devices perform exactly the same.
That's a lie.
Depending on your age of what you can discern with your ears, because certain pitches go differently throughout your life. It's just a science thing. That's why you can hear. You can actually, if you're the right type of person, you can do what I did. You can actually hear both. You can force yourself to hear both of them.
Of course, and Jake, of course, can hear both. The beast has seven sets of ears and can hear a pin drop from Delmarva.
Or just like half the people who respond on Twitter.
Laurel. What do you hear, Maddie?
Now I'm hearing Laurel.
All right.
That's all I hear
is Laurel.
I heard it twice. Yeah. I did hear differently.
The device is different.
My wife and I listened on the same laptop last night. She heard Yanni and I heard Laurel.
Same device. It's two. I just told you. It's science. I told you it's two different factors. It's your device and it's your hearing ability.
We were born on the same day and had the same exact hearing.
All right. Honestly, Jake.
You have the exact same body?
So I swear. Yes. I will swear to you. Last night.
She's a lucky lady.
Last night, I listened to the same exact website, the same exact thing. I listened on my phone, admittedly, not my computer. On my phone, I heard Yanni. On my computer, I hear Laurel.
It's pretty impressive,
right? Two different devices.
Jake, what did you hear?
Can I have your cell phone?
Yeah. Why?
I want to be able to hear. I want to go to this site.
Go ahead. It's unlocked.
When you I can hear both. I can actually hear a mix of it, like where it'll even sound like Jarl to me.
Jake is Dr. Manhattan. He sees the past and the future and the present all at the same time.
There's a lot of people that tweeted the same thing, is that they hear both. I have some people who actually said, like Greg did, says, like last night I was saying it was crazy for you to hear Yanni, and now that's all I hear today. So
Jake, people lie on Twitter all the time.
Yeah, all of them. They're all giving me 100% lies.
In the YouTube chat room, Ryan McGarry says that he's hearing Neris.
Now I'm hearing Laurel on this phone, too. What is going on?
When you first turned it on, I heard Laurel. And then when you changed it, I heard Yanni. And then when you did something again, it went back to Laurel.
This is crazy.
I can't go back to Yanni.
See, Mac can hear both.
I'm with Jake.
I can't go back to Yanni now.
I think it's just a manipulation kind of thing.
I want to be able to sit in a room where someone's just like, it's saying Yanni over and over, and I'm hearing Laurel.
Listen to Matty Mo kissing up
it's
to Jake
like,
now, too.
It's like spinning wheels. Yeah, it's like spinning spokes and wheels and stuff, like where you can see it rotate the one direction, but if you focus your eyes a certain way, it looks like it's going backwards. It's the same thing. If you just force yourself to hear one or the other, you can actually hear one or the other.
Let's just keep playing this for the rest of the show, Craig.
I want to be like Oliver Isaac in Ex Machina and just start creating AI and have my own compound.
Of women?
I just want to
see if we can hear this better.
Kudos to this guy because he won. He got his whole, is the dress blue or yellow or whatever thing, and that's what, it's just this year's version of it.
Okay, let's stop and get back to baseball. Actually, we got to say goodbye to everybody, digital video. Matty Mo, you take it away today, man. Say goodbye to everyone on digital.
We are going to be signing off YouTube, Twitch. Are we still on Twitch if we're on that?
We're off Twitch this week for an experiment.
All our digital properties, but we're going to stay here on the radio for you good folks. All around North America.
And the TV.
And TV.
Yeah. Shout out Shawnee Reed. You want to shout him out?
Shawnee Reed.
Yeah.
Good tweet, Shawnee Reed.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us digitally. Stick around. If you want to hear the rest of the show, I'm sure you're dying for the last 5 minutes, Fantasy Sports Radio. Yeah. FNTSY.com/radio. Jakey Jakey, how's on target going? What's the latest with that?
It's been on a mini hiatus because of guest issues, but tomorrow I'll be back, and I'm having Graham Barfield on.
Nice. I like Graham Barfield's excellent.
Why don't you ask Al Melchior to be on your show if you have any guest issues? He'll do it. That's a good
dude. It's people that I already had and had guest issues. So.
Oh, who's bailing on you? Say it. Give us a hint.
One of them's Graham. He's coming back.
All right. All right, cool.
Lord.
By the way, what game do you want me to update you now with, Greg, because they're bringing out the tarp for the Mets so I can switch my game?
Or you can just pay attention to the show for the last 5 minutes. That would be fine,
Yeah, because we're not in a lull of terrific conversation over here.
I mean, all I heard before wasn't Laurel. It was Lyles, but that's just me.
We can grab Lyles again.
Lyles!
Here's a question for everybody. Hunter Strickland got his 9th save yesterday. Will he get to 30? Matty Mo?
I don't think he gets to 30. He hadn't had a save, I don't think, in like 2 weeks or so. It had been a while, but I'm not worried about Melanson. Even if Melanson comes back, I don't see him being able to stay healthy, succeed in this role. So,
Nando made a dynasty trade.
Oh, let's hear this.
A very interesting one because there's a guy involved who I cannot get any information on. So I traded away. So we have these supplemental drafts. You get 2 picks every month, and like the top, I've got the 4th pick because I got a terrible team right now. This is 2014 score sheet league. I got the 4th pick. There's no way Alan Hansen's falling to me. The guy who's the commissioner of the league, Nate Stevens, great dude, offered me a trade next year draft pick, like the 28th round or something. And Kevin Maitan for my pick coming up here, number 4 overall. And I'm like, yeah, so just give me a second to look up Maitan.
Well, he's
nothing.
You know who he is? He's the guy the Braves had to let
go. He brought down Coppedala.
Yeah, he basically took the whole front office down.
Which amazing job they did.
He's a member of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
And he's apparently in extended spring training with like no like straight Scientology style lockdown. Like there's no word on Kevin Maitan in like on Google, on Twitter. Like the last thing I heard was he's just still in extended spring training.
That's interesting.
But I mean he's like what is he like 18? He got a $4-something million signing bonus.
I know the prospect peeps liked him.
So, oh, yeah, right?
I don't really like him. The thing I know about him is he brought down the Braves front office.
I mean, well, the Braves front office brought down the Braves front office.
They deserve to be taken down.
Jake, would you have made that trade?
I have no idea who the person is, so I stopped paying attention.
Kevin Maitan, he was like the biggest international signing 2 years ago. It was 2 years ago. Maybe a year ago. Got like a $4-something million signing bonus as a 17-year-old.
Yeah, okay, great.
Which just made me think of something. Like, so there was someone else who just signed when he was 17 for a lot of money. He's kind of coming into his own, and I forget who it was. And I thought he was in these notes.
So does anybody think Vlad Guerrero, like, do we have a date on him?
I don't know, man. Look, they pulled up Gurriel without any kind of warning. So
I think it's got to happen sooner than later.
He's destroying the ball again.
I know people saying as soon as they trade Donaldson, he'll be up. But at this pace.
I don't know.
Because what's the point of bringing him up right now?
But if he is what you think he is, you're just going to sign him long term. I mean, if you're a smart organization, you're going to lock him up. You're not going to give him a Scott Kingery type deal. He's not
I was just saying, Matt, what's the point of bringing him up right now without you want him to play third base? So why bring him up now until you do move Donaldson? It's not like they're in contention.
Well, I think they kind of, for now, feel they are, like, right there. They're a 500 team. They were a game over 500 yesterday. I'm not arguing, are they a contender? I don't think so. But, I mean, for now, get the fan base excited. I mean, he's coming up at some point this year.
They'll sell tickets.
Because if they're not in it, exactly.
That's how you have to look at them, Matt. You look at the other way. Is, hey, we can sell tickets because we're kind of flirting around with playoff contention. We have Donaldson. Once we trade Donaldson and we have nothing left, now you call him up because people will sell tickets for that.
Yeah, but you know what? Selling tickets is so, like, 1970s.
No, but you're going to want to see this kid all year. This is, like, something exciting.
Well, it happens.
Yeah, but I think selling tickets doesn't – no one cares about that anymore.
It's kind of like –
It's about TV deals and cable deals.
No, it's to a degree they still do. The Braves were selling tickets because of their youngsters last year, let alone this year.
Yeah, I mean, look, if the Braves weren't good this year and they brought up a – Ronald Acuna.
Yeah.
People are still going to want to see him in August.
True.
And stuff.
That was such a joke about the Mets and Tim Tebow last September.
That wasn't a joke. A lot of people, hey, I wonder how Tim Tebow's doing this year. When's the last time we checked up on him?
Up?
Yeah, I'm going to see if he's better than D. Gordon.
I'm still amazed how much people focus on Tim Tebow.
Greg, what's coming up on the BFFs?
You want to talk about that? There's a girl at my church who interviewed him as a giant crush on him.
I can see that, though.
Does it make you jealous, Jake?
No, it doesn't.
Sound that with a little disdain there.
But that sounds, right. A girl at a church, you know, he's very religious, so I see her having that kind of a crush.
Tim Tebow, 30 years old. Okay, here we go. 259, 259 batting average. 10 walks to 50 strikeouts. four home runs, 18 runs batted in, 6 doubles. He's got a 339 on base percentage and a 783 OPS in Binghamton.
How many games?
That's what we should do. We should go see a Rumble Ponies game.
Rumble Ponies.
I wonder what they're giving away. All right, Greg, tell us about the BFFs while I look up the Binghamton promotional schedule over the last 2 minutes.
Coming up on the BFFs, we're going to get an opportunity to talk about what we want to talk about yesterday, which is some of these big-time starting pitchers that may have been off the good start, you thought you were going to get something good out of them, and it hasn't happened so much to the level you expect over the last couple of starts. Patrick Corbin certainly comes to mind. Noah Syndergaard comes to mind. A couple of other pitchers like that. We wanted to get into it yesterday. We didn't get an opportunity to. We will do that today.
Monday, May 14th, we missed it. Pre-game player autograph session.
Hey, Bartolo Colon Day. It's today.
There's Maroon 5 themed fireworks on the 25th. There's Speedy's Night on the 26th. You guys ever have Speedy's?
How are the fireworks themed?
I'm just assuming they play the music.
I would not want to go.
Who's Uncle Rowdy? There's Uncle Rowdy bobblehead giveaway. That's their mascot, the Rumble Pony. There's Taylor Swift themed fireworks on June 1st. Jake, maybe we can fly up for that. Yeah, I don't see it. There's no Tebow specific stuff.
Tebow communion wafers.
Jurassic Ballpark Night, Saturday, June 23rd. All right. We go on Saturday, June 23rd, get a Tebow Jurassic-themed ballpark jersey, and immediately sell it on eBay.
Glad we helped your fantasy teams.
I hope everyone's doing well. We'll be back tomorrow with more. See you later.